Well, first off, there's been no decision to build a new interceptor site. The sites that we have now in Alaska and California are capable of defending our homeland against what we think would be a limited ballistic missile attack from countries like Iran and North Korea.
Mm-hmm. And how do the ones already in existence work? What's the strategy behind them?
What we do is these are very, very advanced interceptor systems whereby you use a command and control system which consists of communications and various radars and sensors. It can detect and track an incoming warhead towards the United States, and it relays that information to interceptor missiles that are in underground silos in Alaska and California. Those missiles are launched, and they receive updates through the command and control system so that they can place themselves in the path of the hostile warhead in space, and then they destroy that warhead just by the force of a direct collision with the warhead. There's no weapons or explosives involved.
I see. And I know you mentioned that no decision has been made yet about anything on the East Coast, but why is the Pentagon looking at options on the East Coast?
Well, in last year's defense authorization bill, Congress directed the Defense Department to conduct environmental impact statements for a site on the East Coast. What we did was we narrowed down from several hundred to basically five and then to four. But this was strictly a Congress, at the direction of Congress to accomplish this environmental impact statement. And the reasoning being that if an additional site is needed in the future, all the required environmental work will have been completed so that it's available during the decision-making process.
Uh-huh. And can you say what the rationale is behind choosing Redington Township, that area in western Maine, as one of the possible locations? Is that something you can comment on?
Well, the site in Maine and New York State and Michigan and Ohio were all selected based upon what we call their performance parameters, which mean they would be the best site from a technical sense to intercept for homeland defense against missiles from both Iran and North Korea.
Mm-hmm. And what are their strengths as opposed to the ones on the West Coast? What could they do that a West Coast missile can't do, or what can they do better than a West Coast one?
They would simply augment the interceptors based in Alaska and California. We'll have a total of 44 interceptors on the West Coast by 2017. And the rationale, perhaps from Congress, is that we should have more interceptors on the East Coast to better deal with a threat from Iran.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many, if one is built on the East Coast, how many missiles it would include?
Well, for the sake of the environmental impact statement, the parameters are up to 60 interceptors.
Okay. And tell us how this week's hearings that we're having in Maine, how do they fit into the timeline, and what exactly are you trying to get out of these hearings?
Well, they're not really hearings. They're public scoping meetings as mandated by the National Environmental Policy Act of 1969, which dictates that you will have public input into any federal decision. And so what we'll do is collect comments from the local community and also from state and local government officials and agencies. And what we want to do is get input on what the public and the local governments are concerned about in terms of water use, land use, electricity, infrastructure, socioeconomics, transportation, roads, all of those things that we want to find out about so that we can include those in our study during the environmental impact statement.
Okay, and can you tell us anything about, give us an idea of the sort of impact that the one on west, the sites on the West Coast have had in terms of visual impact and noise and that kind of thing?
There have been almost no impacts at all that I know of. The site at Fort Greely, Alaska, is in a fairly remote area of Alaska. It's, the closest town is Delta Junction. And in California, it's at Vandenberg Air Force Base, which has been a site of missile defense testing for more than 50 years. Mm-hmm. So there's really been no discernible impact that I know of to those communities.
There'd be no testing at the site, would there? It would only be used operationally. Is that correct?
The interceptors at an East Coast site and at Fort Greely are only launched in the event of an attack on the United States. There's no testing that takes place from either Fort Greely or from a potential East Coast site. All of our missile defense testing is done from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California into the Pacific Ocean.
I see. And some have expressed concern about the missile's effectiveness intercepting, you know, another bomb in space, and pointed out that it would be fairly easy for an enemy to send up a decoy. What kind of comments do you have in reply to that?
Well, our missile defense tests incorporate what we call countermeasures, which people call decoys, but they're countermeasures. And our tests do incorporate those, so we have a high degree of confidence that we can indeed destroy the hostile warhead in the presence of countermeasures.